You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 984. Hour number one. We'll start with something weather-related, climate-related. Judith Shaton, Three Summers Heat. I like to play this every summer. Don't get to it every summer, but I try to. And it's for electronics and soprano with Susan Daruki. Now, Three Summers Heat takes its text from Tzu Ye of the Qin Dynasty, poet, ancient Chinese poet. And it reminds me now of the huge heat wave encompassing Europe and traveling north. And of course, in this case, Judith Shaton's piece doesn't have the apocalyptic atmosphere that these terrifying climate change heat waves have. It's more of an ideal, idyllic sense of a heat wave that you might be sentimental about. Three Summers Heat in seven parts. Just now, the sea green banners fly. Just now, the early peach is red. It's midsummer and too hot to walk. Summer earth is windless, heat still presses. Light clothes, few clothes. I remember desire like white light. And I raise my head to look at Chung trees. Judith Shaton, Three Summers Heat, included on the CDCM Computer Music Series, Volume 29, music from the Virginia Center for Contemporary Music at the University of Virginia, Centaur Records release from 1999, and again featuring the soprano Susan Daruki, recorded at Tapelin Auditorium at Princeton in August of 1998. Judith Shaton, Three Summers Heat, running 18 minutes.
Oh, 静五方。
The good. I remember.
I remember desire.
Desire.
I remember desire.
Desire.
Desire. Like white light.
Yang Tou Kan Tong Shu Dong Hua Te Ke Lian Tian Tian
Music from Judith Shaden from the University of Virginia. That was called Three Summers Heat, music in seven parts, settings to English translated poems of an ancient Chinese poet, Zhu Ye, from the Qin Dynasty. That featured soprano Susan Naruki and computer music by Judith Shaden. Music recorded at Taplin Auditorium at Princeton in August of 1998. Shaden put that piece together in 1989, and that's when the computer parts were composed, and composed using 80s computers, and it still sounds wonderful. And this, we're seeing heat waves around the globe. We've had them here in the States and all over Europe, and these ones are ominous. Heralding some kind of an apocalypse, whereas the heat waves when I grew up were rather sweet, idyllic times, provided I could get in the shade and something cold to drink, didn't have to work outdoors. When I couldn't get those things, it was miserable. But that was Judith Shaden, Three Summers Heat. And there's more about that on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Once again, martiangardens.blog. We'll hear next J.K. Randall. The late J.K. Randall was a professor at Princeton, and this is also recorded at Taplin Hall at Princeton. And the next two pieces will be used using C-Sound, computer music. The first is the long one, J.K. Randall, Boogie Bop and Cartoon, which is part of his CD on Open Space called A Garland of Sea Sound. This was recorded at Taplin Hall, April 17th, 2001. And this features a poem also by Jory Graham, noted American poet, Boylston professor at Harvard, replaced Seamus Heaney. And this was, they don't mention which Jory Graham poem it is. Maybe I'll try to Google some of the words. Says Graham, J.K. Randall recites this from memory here. So that's what we have. And the second piece comes from Wesley Fuller and is from his composition Reformation Journal. And this comes from, it's called The Reformation Journal, which is also a Jory Graham poem from Wesley Fuller's composition Verse. This is just one of the settings, which uses the five Jory Graham settings, I think. And it comes from Music Text 2, a compilation on Capstone Records. Again, computer music using C sound with Wesley Fuller. First, this is a computer music and recitation by Jim Randall, recorded at Taplin Auditorium at Princeton, April 17th, 2001. J.K. Randall, Boogie Bop and Cartoon from Open Space, Volume 17, released in 2004.
Thank you. the crowd overflows to get a better view. Possible instant wells up. The gun to be fired. Of course, there is a starting point. Something which says, I too waited. Part of the crowd. Unable to discern being ahead from being behind. Thank you. spring passes into summer. Has friends, has acquaintances, let us proceed to the loss of independence. She loved him very much. Yes, she knows what the two things are. Pages turning. brutes itself, implacable. And the examiner checking the tags. And the rosebush dead. And the enemy dead. Wouldn't you like to see the shrine, a favorite? We can be received at any hour.
The wisdom I have heretofore trusted was cowardice, the leaper. I am not lying. There is no lying in me. I surrender myself like the sinking ship, a burning wreck from which the depths will get theirs when the heights have gotten theirs. My throat is an open grave. I hide my face. I have reduced all to lower case. I have crossed out passages. I have severely trimmed and cleared. Locations are omitted. Uncertain readings are inserted silently. Abbreviations silently expanded. A he referring to God may be capitalized or not. Is crying now. Show me. Is crying now. What's wrong? In a strange tree of atoms of too few, more, no wonder. Give me the glassy ripeness. Give me the glassy ripeness in failure. Give me the atom laying its question at the bottom of nature. Send word, clear fields, make formal event, walk, turn back. Reduce all to lower case, have reduced all. Cross out passages, have inserted silently. Is there a name for glassy ripeness in failure? Born and raised, and you? Go back, need more. Having lived it, leaves it possible. Fear, lamentation, shame, ruin, believe me. Explain, given to. Explain, born of. Absence is odious to God. I'm asking, unseen, unseen, the treasure unperceived. Unless you compare, the treasure may be lost. Oh, my beloved, I'm asking. More atoms, more days, the noise of the sparrows, of the universals. Yet colder here now, than in the atoms still there at the bottom of nature. That we be founded on infinite smallness, which occasions incorruption or immortality, incorruption because already as little as it can be. Escape square, wasted square, safety square, hopeless square. To all except anguish the mind soon adjusts. Have reduced, have trimmed, have cleared, have omitted. Have abbreviations silently expanded. To what avail? Explain asks to be followed. Explain remains to be seen.
You are listening to Martian Gardens, episode 984, hour number one. And we just heard music featuring the poetry of Jory Graham, and that was called, first from J.K. Randall, we heard Boogie Bop and Cartoon. That's from A Garland of Sound, A Garland of Sea Sound, Open Space 17 from the Open Space magazine, released in 2004. Computer music and recitation by Jim Randall. And the name of the poem was The Spectators, and that's from Jory Graham's collection Swarm. Then from Wesley Fuller, we heard the second part of his five-part cycle for Jory Graham's poems, called A Verse. The piece that, the part two that we heard was called From the Reformation Journal, and that was, again, Jory Graham from the collection Swarm, and that was released on the collection of electroacoustic music called Music Text 2 on Capstone Records, released in 2001. Computer music, that is Sea Sound here by Wesley Fuller, speaking voice by Kim Fuller, and again text by Jory Graham. We'll next hear from we'll hear a couple of ambient pieces to end the hour. We'll hear from Jeff Greinke, a piece called Oceanic Lift from his Places of Motility CD, released, reissued actually, on Hypnos Records in 1998. And from Carrie Nutman, we'll hear Land Below the Wind, Part 3, from Land Below the Wind, released on MPS Music and Video in 2011. Electroacoustic music from Carrie Nutman, recorded in his studio in the far north of England, just below the Scottish border, Hooton le Spring. And we'll end with Brian Eno and Quartz from Music for Films. Thank you.
Thank you.